Jeremiah chapter 4. Regret is not a proactive feeling. It is situated in disappointment, sorrow, even remorse. It merely wishes things were different without an act to cause a difference. However, repentance is different. Repentance is an admission of, hatred of, and turning away from sin before God. Repentance means that you change your mind so profoundly that it changes you. It changes you, but the impact goes even further. Like a stone thrown into a serene lake, creating a ripple effect of waves ever expanding, or like a domino tile that falls and impacts all the others, so is genuine repentance. To the jailer of Philippi, Paul and Silas said, "Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. Give yourself up to him. Take yourself out of your own keeping and entrust yourself into his keeping, and you will be saved." And this applies both to you and your household as well. But verse 2 of today's chapter goes even further. This message is from the Lord. Israel, if you want to come back, then come back to me. If you do these things, you will be able to use my name to make a promise. You will be able to say, as the Lord lives, you will be able to use these words in a truthful, honest, and right way. If you do these things, the nation will be blessed by the Lord. They will brag about what the Lord has done. Despite the unfaithfulness of his people, if there is genuine repentance, God would fulfill his promises to Abraham. And in your seed Christ shall all the nations of the earth be blessed, and by him bless themselves, because you have heard and obeyed my voice. What a privilege I have to be a link in the chain of blessings. I will live this day joyfully, sharing the light.